Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward. And before I get started with my guests, I want to say thank you to all of my listeners for calling from north to south, east to west, and those 33 countries around the globe. Thank you for supporting us, sister. And I want to give a birthday shout-out to Kathy Bilski. I want to say hello to one of my friends, Pastor Samuel Alexander, and also happy birthday to my friend Sherry Holt Lewis. And I want to say as well, this is the anniversary of a friend that I lost named Mark Robinson. May he rest in peace. He was such a sweet soul, and everyone who knew him would agree. And I want to say hello to my co-host right now before I introduce my guest. How you doing, Chris?
How you doing? How you doing, Terry? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I thought I had lost you. You know, everybody don't know. He's on location. He's out in the woods trying to act all cute. You know, he's vacationing while he's working. But I'm glad he had the time to just call in so we hear any bears or him running and screaming. You know what's up? And we got a special guest tonight. His name is Forrest Rivers. And he is going to talk about the truth surrounding the beliefs and falsely generated stories about COVID-19, that coronavirus thing that's still killing everybody, and now the pandemic from India, the Delta variant, oh, my God. Now the numbers are going up, and some states are putting back on their masks. So without further ado, let's welcome this phenomenal guy, Forrest Rivers. How are you, darling?
Hey, I'm doing great, Terry. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, man, the pleasure's all mine, especially what you want to talk about. It is so right on time because it's just scary. You know, people don't know what to believe. And in my family, you know, I'm vaccinated, but other people aren't vaccinated because they're afraid because they said that, you know, they're trying to introduce a virus that's going to make people worse and part of the name is Lucifer or something. You know, I'm hearing a whole lot of stories. So I'm going to ask you, what is your background to make you know about what you're getting ready to share? Are you in the medical field?
Yeah, so actually I'm coming at it from a totally different perspective. I'm a certified meditation teacher. And you know, my day job, I teach community college. And I'm just you know, sharing a perspective about COVID more from like a spiritual and self-growth perspective. And, you know, and the way I'm kind of approaching is to say, oh my gosh, like there is so much real suffering that people have been through from this and continue to go through from this pandemic, whether, you know, whether people have died from it, they know somebody who's died, you know, people have lost their businesses, have lost their jobs.
Right.
You know, minority groups have been particularly devastated, whether you're Black, you're Hispanic, you're Native American. It's been a really tragic time for everybody. But I wanted to kind of shift the narrative a little bit, Terry, and say, hey, you know, there's some very, very real suffering, and COVID is real. There is no doubt about it. And the question is,
well,
are there any positives that have come out of this?
Well, Forrest, real quick, I apologize for interfering, but
I want
you to kind of address this with what you want to be saying. My girlfriend was recently here. She's fully vaccinated. She get home. Her son and his girl was infected, and I don't know whether they was, you know, quarantined, had their vaccination or not, but she was, and she caught it. So now she's sick at home with COVID, and it's wild because she had both her five shots, and now she got COVID again.
Man, that's horrible. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, it's terrible. It's very real suffering that people have been through, and there's no way to even start a conversation about COVID without addressing the fact that people have suffered. This has no doubt been a very, very difficult time for many. And Terry, you bringing that up
is speaking exactly to that point. The suffering with the pandemic is absolutely real. So that's where the book starts from. It starts with the premise that, look, like, COVID has created very, very real and substantial suffering. But out of that suffering, there are, once we acknowledge the suffering and we acknowledge all these tragic things that have come out of it, my book kind of then starts to say, but what are some of the positives that have come out of it? And it may be very difficult for many people to even think about, but from a spiritual standpoint, out of all of this terrible suffering has come the opportunity for spiritual growth. And the book really highlights some of the ways in which this period could help us in our spiritual growth. And unfortunately, sometimes for that to happen, it takes very, very, very painful suffering in order to kind of come out on the other end and realize that, you know, while the suffering was tragic, maybe it had a higher purpose
to push us.
Yeah, it has the potential to push us in a more positive, spiritual, less selfish, more connected direction. And the book talks about these ways in which that can happen.
That's wonderful. Well, Forrest, Chris got a question he wanted to answer. I'm going to let him go ahead first. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, Forrest. Well, you know, I've done a little bit of research on you, and my first question is, what positive changes have you seen regarding the spirituality of COVID? I mean, if your argument is the spirituality of it, there's positive. What have you seen where, you know, it's been a year since COVID's been around, and like Terry said, there's a Delta verdict and new versions of COVID coming out. So what positive, what spiritual positivity have you seen?
Yeah, so some of the positive things I've seen that have come out of this, and again, in no way, shape, or form do I want to downplay the very substantial suffering that people have been through and continue to go through. But some of the positive things that I've seen is more and more people I've talked to, and I discuss this in the book, have talked about how the last year has given them a chance to reflect more deeply on the meaning in their lives. Another way to put it, people have had, especially when we went on lockdown for all those months and we had to spend more time in reflection and alone, we had to actually start asking ourselves deeper questions. What do I want out of life? Is the job that I'm working bringing me meaning? Is the career path I'm on bringing me meaning? Are there things that are deeper in my life that go beyond the physical world that I want to explore more deeply, namely our spirituality? And I also think that this period has given us more gratitude for the things that we do have in our life. I mean, let's be honest, with all the suffering we have and with all the death that we've seen around us. I mean, I read a statistic recently that said there's more people that have died from COVID than all of our major wars combined, which is absolutely astonishing if you think about that. So with all of that death that's been in our face, it's been a time to really have gratitude. I mean, to be alive.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Forrest, real quick, can you stay talking inside your mic? Because it seemed like you fade out and fade back in.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. The question that I have for you is, what fallacies about COVID that you know for a fact aren't true? Because people need to find out what the truth is, other than going to CDC and asking for questions or a guideline book or whatever. You know, what facts do you know definitely that people have talked about is not true?
I mean, the book doesn't really deal with that. My book is more kind of dealing with, like, the positive spiritual aspects that could have come out of COVID. But I will say, I mean, one thing that I can say absolutely that is not true is, you know, those who say that COVID isn't real. I mean, it's clearly real. That is definitely one thing I can say is absolutely not. Yeah. I think those who say that it's not real or it's just completely overblown, that's not true. And I can say that because with some confidence, my sister's an ER doctor, and she works in the COVID unit out in California. And she's definitely told me quite a few stories that tell me that, you know, this is definitely something that is real. Now, again, the question is when we – oh, go ahead.
Yeah. But, you know, Forrest, with that Delta variant that was in India, that was so phenomenal how much, you know, it was taking lives, that they had burial pits right in the street, you know, burning bodies in the streets. And now it's here. And even in California, you know, that's one of the states that's going back to you have to have your mask on inside. You know, and other states are following. And for the states like Alabama, Mississippi, and the ones who didn't get the vaccination, they're in the red because they're talking about spiking like 3,000 deaths a day. And people still don't want to do it. They want to talk that crap. Oh, it's my right to do this and do that, da-da-da-da-da. They're fighting on the airplanes. So it's just crazy. It's like we're starting to combust, you know?
Yeah, it is. And you know, one of the things I talk about in my comes out of this, and speaking to that point, Terry, you just made, is that people start having more awareness about how connected we really are. You know, and one of the biggest things in any spiritual path or spiritual faith is the idea that we are all connected in one, that we are all truly brothers and sisters. You know, and I think that this pandemic has definitely showed us that our consequences, that we, when we act a certain way, like not wearing our mask, for example, or not doing this or not doing that, it has an impact on everybody else around us. And I think one of the positives that have come out of this is more people than ever are maybe becoming aware that we truly are connected. And you saw that in the first, despite all the, you know, negative behaviors we've seen over this last year and change, we've also seen some inspiring things where doctors and nurses coming out of retirement to help people. You know, nonprofits starting up in many cities to be able to devote it purely to serving elderly people, people who can't leave their homes, getting them groceries, things like that. Food banks, while the demand for food banks has drastically increased, there's been a huge demand of volunteers to meet that. So I hope, Terry, that, you know, one thing that comes out of COVID, and I talk about that in the book, is that we start arriving at the idea that we are more connected than we truly are. And maybe, just maybe, if we're lucky, we'll give up a lot of our selfish attitudes moving forward. I hope so. I truly, truly, the bottom of my heart, hope that we give up our selfish attitudes. And that's one thing that comes out of us.
You know, and Chris, he's waiting to ask the question for us. Go ahead, Chris.
All right. Well, my next question for Forrest is, going forward, what spiritual steps can we take regarding COVID? I mean, how can we de-stress and focus on the spiritual side going forward?
Yeah, that's a wonderful, wonderful question, Chris. So I'd say one thing I talk a lot about in the book is meditation practice. Or if you prefer, I want to really reach all the listeners, call it meditation or you can call it daily prayer. That is something that is immensely important to establish right now. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to go, when I say prayer even, when I say meditation, you don't have to go to a church. You don't have to go even leave your home to do that. You can go on your back porch, you can go on your deck, you can find a comfortable room and just quiet your mind and speak to whatever higher power, however you conceive of a higher power, you can do that within yourself. That is vitally important. That is one thing everybody can do. Another thing that you can do to help during this time is to establish a relationship with the natural world. Nature is very important right now. That has been proven to help stress, reduce anxiety, particularly during this time. You know, it's cost affordable if you can go simply to your city park. You know, you can go to your city park. You can go garden outside. You know, you can go for a little bike ride or hike in the woods. You don't have to even travel that far to go do that. Establishing a relationship with the natural world is vitally important. And last I'd say to that question, Chris, service. You know, being of service to your brothers and sisters. You know, whether that's volunteering at a food bank or running groceries for somebody who's unable to leave their home right now, there's a lot that we can be doing right now in the area of service to each other. Those are just some things that come to the top of
my head. One thing I found, Forrest, is when you're helping other people, you don't focus on how bad things are for you because you're having that compassion for someone else. And it really works. If you don't believe me, try it. When you're having a bad day,
oh my God,
by yourself, and it makes you feel a whole lot better.
Amen, Terry. Amen.
Yeah.
Terry, that is one of the most beautiful things I've heard. Amen. That's all I can say. That is that when you serve other people and you are engaged in the active compassion,
mm-hmm.
you really do forget about your troubles because you're focused on somebody else. That is,
well,
I would encourage all the listeners here to
real quick from the movie "I Can Do Better All by Myself." Featuring Gladys Knight. And y'all stay with me because we'll be back in 2 weeks.
It's not the original Gap Band. They just get all their clothes from the Gap. So we call them the Gap Band. It sounds good. Don't it sound good tonight? Okay, no, she looks good tonight. Gotta have things. Oh, my Lord, the church. We got a lady here from the church days. And I'm telling you, this lady can sing. She can really sing. Ladies and gentlemen, now the spirits say if we make a lot of noise, she just may come up here and sing a song for us cold little sinners. Come on up here, Miss Wilma.
Let's do that.
Oh, Miss Wilma don't mind. Come on up here, Miss Wilma. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, Freddie.
Good seeing you, Miss Wilma. You look lovely.
Thank you very much.
All right, you going to sing something for us tonight?
Well, I'm always ready to give my testimony anytime.
Now, Miss Wilma, I don't mind you sing, but save all that testimony stuff for the church, all right? Right now, we just want you to sing a little song, make the people feel good. What are y'all waiting on?
You know what she's going to sing.
Hold it, Fred. Don't steal nothing.
Miss Wilma. Let's do it.
I'd like to dedicate this to all you beautiful faces, but especially to April.
To fulfill the need to be who I am in this world is all I ask. I can't pretend to be something that I'm not, and I want to wear a mask. Ooh, you touched my face with love in your eyes, but will you touch my heart with the understanding that it takes to realize that I just can't play a part? I've got this need to be true to myself and make my own mistakes, but I don't want to lean too hard on someone else, no matter what it takes. I'm not fool enough to be but it's up to me to choose my road in life. Rocky may well be the ones I take. Need to be something more than just a reflection of a man. I can't survive in someone's shadow. I need my very own little spot to stand. But little old me, 'cause I am what I am. I am what I am, and I have the need to be.
Michael, singing her song. But I want to welcome back to Unmasked with Authoress Terry E. Lyle and Chris Michael Ward and all my listeners in 33 countries around the globe and everyone north to south, east to west. I love you all. And so I'm going to kick this question over to my co-host, Chris. Go ahead, Chris. Ask your question, darling.
Okay, Forrest. My next question is... how long have you been practicing? I don't know if I asked you this before, but how long have you been practicing the spirituality? I mean, has this, did you start with COVID, when COVID started, or has spirituality been always, has always been a part of your life?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. It's really been a substantial part of my life for the past 9 years. And I came to the spiritual path from a period of alcohol abuse. You know, my 20s, I had a serious bout with alcohol abuse and eventually found my way out of it through a love of nature that helped heal me. And I got real involved in my early 30s in Eastern religions, and it's been very healing for me. And I wrote, you know, and obviously when COVID hit, I felt a lot of fear and understandably and sadness and anxiety among common people. And I wanted to write something that would uplift them and share some of the things with them that helped me through my difficult times.
Okay, so you're saying basically after you got clean from the alcoholism, the whatever depression that causes a person to become consumed by alcohol, drugs, or whatever, you can apply the same thing for people who are going through depression that's been stuck inside for a year because of the pandemic. You know, people, I see that people are getting closer, some, and some are getting further apart because they're tired of seeing each other's face. You got to revamp how your kids get taught in school. You know, it's just, woo, no job, no money, and you got mortgage payments. This has been a difficult year, praise God. But one thing, like you said, spirituality, when people didn't used to help, they are helping now because they realize that it don't care what financial bracket you're in, from the rich to the poor, everybody's been hit. And even though the rich people might not be considered to be hit like we would say it, but to them, lose a million, they're ready to panic. Huh? Let us lose $100. You know, we're having a hard time, you know. So I do understand how it is, because people come together when they're hurting and they're going through something, but if they get straight, they start to segregate themselves again, which I don't like.
Yeah, I think you just, Terry, I think you spoke so much truth there. And I think these moments of suffering like we have with COVID, when we suffer and we go through the kind of suffering that we've had over the last year, suffering allows us to touch a place within ourselves where we can start finding, we can come to a deeper spiritual understanding. And so, yes, I think absolutely this year has been so difficult. But at the same time, I suspect that many people have been finding faith in something greater than themselves during this time. If you want to call that higher power God, or you want to call it oneness, or you want to call it spirit, the Lord, whatever you want to call it, people have been finding that faith within themselves. And suffering has a really, yeah, suffering can do that.
And you know, I hate to say that I'm glad it took that to bring people closer, you know, and I hate to say that people finally got it in their head that if we could have fixed it, we would have had these problems. So it had to be God. And sometimes I think that the Lord allowed these things to happen to get everybody's attention. Like, look, y'all running around thinking y'all all this and that and everything. Y'all got money, y'all be on this. Y'all not serving me. I'm going to shut it all down. Because those lives, it wasn't just in the United States, it was all across the globe. And he was hitting people hard. You know, I know people who passed from COVID, and I'm sure everybody around might know somebody. It might not be in the immediate family, but they might know somebody who do know somebody, and it's a shame. It's a shame that it takes such misery for people to reset in their mind. Okay, it's not about these picketing Black Lives Matter. It's not about the Asian Lives Matter. Not about every life matter. It's about, as a human being, we got to learn how to treat people better. That's the bottom line.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man, Terry, you just said it. That is the bottom line, is that we have to learn to treat each other better. Stop making everything about politics and division, and let's actually look at each other all as our brothers and sisters and serve each other and help each other, because we're all children of the same one God in the end. And that's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. You said it. You said it, Terry.
You know, darling, you know, I'm just so glad that you took this Friday to hang out with me and Chris. You know, and to let other people globally hear that we are all in one accord. You know, it's about we all coming together. We all trying to live in harmony and peace. And I know some people will never get it, but it takes one heart and one mind at a time. So I tell my grandson who stays with me, and I tell people that I know, I said, when you hear people talking, I learned how to listen with my heart. I don't listen with my ears. Because your ears can tell you one thing, but I want the compassion that I feel for that person. That's how I want to hear with my heart, so I can make a change. You know, if I can't help you, then I'm going to walk away. I'm not about drama and confusion. I'm about love, because I know, you might not know, but I know that when we drop this earthly road, we only got two choices where we're going, heaven or hell. And hell is not my home. And I ain't going to have nobody here on earth dragging me down, making me act all out of focus and being nasty to other folks, because it ain't that serious. I want to live eternity and bliss. I don't want to be in eternity throwing up people dying and sulfur. That ain't for me, baby.
Absolutely. Amen, Terry. Amen. Amen. And what I'll say to that too is there's a wonderful quote. There's a, to build off what you just said, there's a beautiful quote from a friend of mine who I quote in the book, and he's in his 70s, and his name is Clay, and he said, "The only thing we ever have to do in life is to be and to love. To be, just to be and to love." And I was like, yeah. And then I heard another great quote, and this quote comes from a late spiritual teacher named Stephen Levine. And he said the following: the only rational choice in life is love. That's it. That's our only rational choice.
It's about love. Christ gave his life for us because he loved us unconditionally, all the things that we have done. But on that note, I want you real quick to tell us how to get your book, Where is it located? What's the cost? Because we're running out of time, and Chris is ready to go get that barbecue started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So the book is called COVID-19 and Humanity's Spiritual Awakening. And you can find the book on Amazon, and it's available in Kindle and paperback edition. It's also available on BarnesandNoble.com. And if you want, you can also contact me at ForrestRivers.com, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, Rivers.com. And I have a little contact page on there, and it goes right to my email, and we can start up a conversation. And I love having conversation with readers and listeners, and feel free to reach out.
Well, you know, I'm glad you gave us this contact information. But, Chris, tell Forrest what we tell all our guests when they come to our show.
Once you're here, you're family.
Oh, yes. Well, thank you.
That's right. You can always come back.
I would love to come back sometime. You all have been absolutely fantastic.
Well, bless your heart. Save my number. And when you got something you want to talk about or something coming up, give me a call, and I'll get you on the schedule. And on that note, I would Friday with us.
Oh, thank you. It was all the privilege was on my end to be with you all.
Yeah, well, we love you, Forrest, you know, and me and Chris, we are so grateful when people use a weekend and you know, come and talk to us because, you know, weekends, some people say, oh, this is my time, you know, I worked all week, I got to have a weekend. So we appreciate you. Trust me, we do. You saved my number. The invitation is sincere.
There's always time. I will, and there's always time to talk about love, so that's what we need more of right now.
Amen to that. We can do that. So you be careful. You have a great weekend and a safe week upcoming. And, Chris, enjoy yourself out in the woods. And you watch for snakes, wherever you be stepping in. Don't get snake bit, you know. And I'll see you soon, and all of y'all be safe.
Good night, darling.
Good night, Forrest. Good night, Chris.
Good night, everyone.
All right, dear.